Experts, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's here courtesy of ALP. We'll talk more about that. There's some big changes afoot with ALP. We'll explain a little bit later on what that's all about. Big news to start the show out with tonight, and it's not good news. And it's being reported in various different places. Newsweek, Reason.com, CBS, it's all over the place that New York City has enacted a ban on e-cigarettes.
New York City seems to be banning something about every other month.
If I recall correctly, when they banned cigarettes, like, you can't even smoke them in most outdoor places now. Like, I've heard stories of employees taking their cigarette breaks and they have to take a walk around the block. They can't stand in one spot or even go to public parks anymore.
I've heard of people getting ticketed for smoking a cigarette in their automobile because there was a child in the car.
From Gothamist.com, at 12:01 this morning, it became illegal to use e-cigarettes in New York City anywhere traditional cigarettes are banned. According to a story over at CBS Local, that's not the right story. According to a story over at News 12 out of Brooklyn, places where e-cigarettes are banned now include bars, restaurants, beaches, and parks. Now, of course, the old idea of banning cigarettes was that you wanted to protect people in an enclosed space from encountering secondhand smoke. And we know from information that has come out over the years that the EPA study that was done on secondhand smoke that is frequently cited as the reason why it's so dangerous, that it was falsified, essentially, that it was bunk, and that there really isn't any measurable problem with secondhand smoke whatsoever as far as causing cancer. And there's certainly no evidence that secondhand vapor is in any way a dangerous object. So
right.
That doesn't matter.
No, see, what it is, Ian, we have to make sure that the cops don't accidentally go up and harass somebody for using an e-cig thinking that it's a regular cigarette, because the motions appear the same.
It does look the same.
And we can't confuse the cops because they're too busy having to stop and frisk people to pay attention that, oh, that light is blue, not red. It must be an e-cig, not a regular cigarette.
Right. It's hard to say that this is even a safety concern because there's really no safety issue with the vapor that comes out. It's mostly water vapor.
Right. Now, normally when this has happened, and it has begun happening in more places, the e-cigarette ban, that is, I believe LA's already got theirs, when it happens, the typical reason given from the banners is that they're worried that the children are going to start using e-cigarettes, and therefore the children will then move from e-cigarettes and upgrade to regular cigarettes.
Hold on. Ian, remember when we were kids and it was the candy cigarettes? We
yes.
can't sell candy cigarettes anymore because it will get the children in the habit of doing this motion, and then they'll wind up buying tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about living by example and not using anything that's cigarette-shaped? It's almost as like the gun ban. Like, if you're caught with a water gun in school, you could be suspended for that because it's similar to a gun.
Or if you form your fingers like this and move your thumb in such a motion and say bang, bang, oh, well, you just violated the gun ban. You now get suspended.
It's happened.
It's really sad to see that, like, paranoia can lead to this sort of restriction on people's freedoms, especially when it's something that's not even a health concern in any way, shape, or form.
Well, so there's a little bit of good news on this terrible news in general, and it comes from Reason.com. I want to get to that, because there's been some civil disobedience now as a result of this. But first, here's an update from Gothamist, which has a little bit more detail on what happened. So what was the discussion that transpired about this? The final vote, by the way, 43-8, so overwhelming. The New York aldermen or council members or whatever they're called voted for this ban. So, according to the story here at Gothamist, during a contentious city council hearing 2 weeks ago, e-cigarette advocates heckled Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley and the bill's primary sponsor, Councilmember James Gennaro, for claiming that bartenders would have a tough time distinguishing e-cigs from their traditional counterparts, and for urging the passage of the bill despite the dearth of evidence, that means there's no evidence, on the health effects of e-cigarettes, or virtually no evidence. I tried to give both sides an opportunity to be heard, but every study provided by one side is countered by the other side, which shows the exact opposite thing, said Councilmember Peter Vallone Jr. Vallone had shown some sympathy for e-cigarette users at the hearing, noting that some of his staff members used them to quit smoking. But he ultimately voted in favor of the bill yesterday. You heard the commissioner say it. We just don't know enough right now to allow them to be smoked in restaurants and other similar places.
Now, in some places, there are rules in place that say that if you ever want to repeal a city ordinance, you had to have voted in favor of the ordinance in order to introduce a bill to repeal it.
Okay.
So I wonder if some of the 43 people that voted for this thing did so only so that they could sponsor a repeal of it later.
That would be a very political move, and it wouldn't be unsurprising if somebody had that level of sort of political machination in mind. But even so, it's going to be pretty tough to turn around 43 votes and 43 people voting against this to turn that
right,
around.
But if it was, you know, let's just say that 12 of the people that voted for it did so knowing at some point in the future I want to overturn this thing.
Wow, you think that many of them would do that?
Wouldn't
I don't know. I'm just pulling
just
a number out of my rear.
Wouldn't it be easier to just vote no in the beginning so that way you didn't have to repeal it later?
No, because then that's why I'm using
You're
the number 12.
They want to be a hero.
Because then that would be 20, so it would still wind up passing, you know, 31 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
So if those, just assuming that 12 people did this for the reason of at some point in the future, let's, you know, repeal this thing, then they could then work on some of the others that supported it. Because, again, just assuming that 12 people were on the fence, and, well, I'll
and
go ahead
no
and support it.
There's no evidence whatsoever to assume that.
There's not, but based on the quote from the one guy that seemed sympathetic and then wind up turning, I'm just going to assume that at least one person was on the fence and might be saying, you know,
okay,
I'll go ahead and support it so that I can try to repeal it later.
And then, what, look like the hero of the vape community for changing his mind and trying to repeal it and failing?
No, because, again, let's just assume that 12 people were on the fence and decided.
Seems far-fetched, but okay.
It is, but let's just, you know, play a thought experiment here. So 12 plus the 8 that voted against is 20. So 20 to 31 would have been the spread. You only need to convince 6 of the 31 people.
Mm-hmm.
Again, assuming that
assuming
12 people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think the politicians are that smart. I mean, Daryl, you're a brilliant political strategist and analyst, and maybe there are certainly some scheming politicians out there who would have some sort of
there are a bunch of scheming
like
politicians.
That. But on the other hand, it seems to me that politicians are more interested in controlling people than coming out as like the bastion of freedom that was wrong at first, but now they've changed their mind and they're going to do the right thing. And certainly,
I don't think any of them are going to try saying, you know, like, I'm the hero of freedom. I'm just saying that it's possible that some of the people that supported it did so because there's a rule in place that you have to support something in order to try to repeal it.
You don't really even know if that rule is in place.
I don't know if that rule is in place in New York City.
Yeah.
But I know that it is in a lot of communities around the country.
So back to the story over at Gothamist.com, the council member, he says, we just don't know enough right now to allow them to be smoked in restaurants and other similar places. Well, first of all, they're not smoked. They're vaped. There's no smoke involved, sir. I think you would have figured that out after having multiple hearings. And then also, well, who cares if you know enough about them? Why are you in charge of the individual and their lungs and their body as to whether or not they can put something in their body? We'll come back with more here in moments. 855 453. Are you in New York City? What do you think?
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasmeltion, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-453. Maybe you're in New York City and you've got some comments on the e-cigarette ban has gone into effect as of yesterday, I believe, or the 30th, maybe it was, but within the last couple of days. It's brand new. There's some good news about it, but most of the news is bad, that in that the use of e-cigarettes has now been banned from all the same places that the use of a cigarette has been banned, including bars, restaurants, beaches, and parks. You cannot be outdoors in a public park and use an e-cigarette.
Now, I remember I was in San Diego visiting some family a few years ago when the city of San Diego did a thing on banning cigarettes at the beach. And the reason had nothing to do with, oh, secondhand smoke at the beach.
The litter.
Litter. People are going to litter. And then...
And they will. Yeah.
Well, who's going to enforce this no smoking at the beach ban? Oh, well, it's just going to be self-regulated. But if a lifeguard sees somebody with a cigarette, he'll
call
issue
the
them a ticket.
Yeah. So, give you more on the story here in a moment. Also want to invite you, if you love freedom, to New Hampshire. As part of the Free State Project, there are a number of people who are right now planning a leave from New York State and New York City, as well as other oppressive places around the globe, and making the move here, as the three of us have done, to New Hampshire. As part of the Free State Project, there are a lot of great places in New Hampshire that you can make your destination. Some people move into the Manchester area, the kind of the big city. We moved out to Keene, which is on the west side of New Hampshire, and then, of course, a number of people moved to the seacoast. Some moved to small towns. Some moved to the middle of nowhere. We've got it all here. But the real reason to move here is not just to escape a bad place, but to get to a place where there's actually a community of people who care about freedom. That's the idea behind the Free State Project, to bring 20,000 liberty-loving people all to the same geographic area. We've got over 15,500 so far that have signed up. Over 1,500 are already here as early movers to New Hampshire, people that are getting things done, people that are getting elected. They're changing things for the better slowly over time here in New Hampshire, and we can accelerate that process with your help. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it and join us for the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up June 22nd through the 29th in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's camping. It's all kinds of fun. There's dances, social events, speakers, panels. It's kind of got a do-it-yourself theme this year.
You're giving a presentation, aren't you?
Yes, I have for the past couple of years given a pirate radio and two-way radio presentation. So I'll be one of the presenters at Porkfest. And as I say, Free Talk Live will be there live every single night. So don't miss it. June 22nd through the 29th. You're going to love it if you come up, even if you can just make the weekend, come up for the weekend. This is a full week-long event. You don't want to miss Porkfest 2014. PORCFEST.com. Back to the story from Gothamist, talking about the discussion that was had between the people who wanted to ban the e-cigarettes. They were successful. The measure has passed the full city council 43-8. And the one of the counselors who voted for it, he initially had considered voting against it, considering he actually knows people who cited e-cigarettes as their reason for quitting smoking.
So it's helped them out, and he's still going against it.
It's absolutely outrageous. I mean, you would think if somebody actually knew humans, I mean, it could be one thing to be a completely ignorant individual and not having, you know, talked to people who have used vaporizers, not know a thing about them, and then just ignorantly say, well, they look like cigarettes, and vote against it. But this guy knew better. He knew that people had improved their health through the use of this device, through the use of the e-cigarette to quit smoking cigarettes, yet he still voted in favor of the ban from all places where regular cigarettes are banned, he says, because they don't know enough.
Well, I wonder if there's an ulterior motive here, because in New York, they do tax cigarettes a lot. Like, an excise tax in New York State is $4.35 per pack, and then in New York City, the local excise tax is $1.50,
even
so
more,
it's like $5.85 per pack.
Taxes.
Yes, in taxes.
So you're
alone.
Looking at over $10 per pack for whatever it is you're
exactly.
buying.
Exactly.
Some higher than that.
And there's no taxes on e-cigs, so maybe that has something to do with it?
You know what? That absolutely has something to do with it, and that's an interesting point to make here. I don't know if any of the coverage of this story has really ferreted that detail out, because they know that the vice taxes, as they are called, are big money for the state. That's why New Hampshire, state government in New Hampshire, sells hard liquor, because they know that vice is a good business to be in, because people are going to keep coming back for more, and they can just rake in the tax money. So New York City bureaucrats know that if it's true, and it certainly seems to be true, that e-cigarettes can help people quit smoking, that's not a good thing. They don't actually want people to quit smoking.
I also think it's interesting the argument that is being made of, well, we just don't know enough.
Yes.
It's the same thing that was said back in the 70s about cannabis. We just don't know enough, so we have to keep it. We have to keep it Schedule One. Well, we have to keep it listed as the most dangerous substance on the planet. because we just don't know enough.
Well, e-cigs have been around for a few years, and like the main components of them are just nicotine and water vapor. And nicotine itself isn't, it's poisonous in large amounts, but in small amounts there's really not much of a health effect. So I don't know why they would be banning it. If they're citing they don't know enough, as in, like, it could be a potential health hazard, I just don't think that that's, like, a fair argument for them to be making.
The bill's opponents, some of them puffing e-cigarettes in the galley, claim that the product's primary purpose is to help smokers quit. E-cigarette executives from Enjoy, Lorillard, and Logic also testified against the bill. Former Surgeon General and current Enjoy board member Dr. Richard Carmona submitted written testimony panning the bill, and again sent letters to the city council this week restating his position. So you got a former Surgeon General here, who is saying, look, these things are helping people get well again. They're helping people cut down on the amount of smoke entering into their lungs. That can only be a good thing. But no, they're going to go ahead and ban them anyway. Following the hearing, a Times op-ed from two Columbia professors voiced support for the e-cigarettes, and Joe Nocera all but embraced Enjoy's corporate philosophy to make combustible cigarettes obsolete. Electronic cigarettes are an unregulated product that threaten to turn back the important gains we have as a city have made in the last decade and to denormalize the act of smoking and to maintain a clear air environment, or a clean air rather, air environment to live, work, and play. That's from the sponsor of the bill, Councilman Gennaro. Julie Wassner, the spokesman for the Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives, warned the bill could provoke smokers to switch back to combustible cigarettes. She said, in citing a study from Drexel University, that, quote, banning the use of e-cigarettes in public places does not further public health and, in fact, would actually work against the interests of public health by discouraging smokers from using smoke-free e-cigarettes, which pose an estimated 1% of the risk of smoking. Now, think about that. If people are leaving the bar to go outside to then use an e-cigarette, why won't they just go ahead and smoke cigarettes again? Because I know there are a number of people who use the e-cigarette because it's more convenient, because it gets around the smoking bans. So a lot of people will make the argument that they prefer a regular cigarette to an e-cigarette because of the throat hit. I'm not really sure what that means. I'm not a cigarette smoker. But that says to me that if all things are equal, many people will go back to a cigarette. 855-450-FREE. You can share your experience with the e-cigarette and the bans of them on Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Cigarettes are banned. Apparently, that's what the New York City Council thinks. They've gone ahead and put that ban into effect. There has been some civil disobedience, and we'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment. I want to also let you know about a merchant app. If you are somebody who's running a physical location of a store of some sort, some kind of point of sale where customers come and purchase things from you, then maybe you've been looking for a way to make it easy for your customers to buy things with Bitcoin. And you can go to blockchain.com to get the merchant app. It's brand new from Blockchain. You know Blockchain. They've got a good name. They got a great name in the Bitcoin business. We've been talking about blockchain.info for quite a long time here on Free Talk Live as the kind of the premier online wallet that you can go and get one for free at blockchain.info. But blockchain.com, same company, the .com site is the site for business. So the blockchain.info wallet, that's for your personal wallet. Blockchain.com is a merchant wallet that you can use. You can have your employees use to accept payments, not send, but to accept payments from your customers. Very cool, and there's no terms of service. So when you go and you get this app, you just go get the app. There's no ID requirements, no TOS. You just go and get it, and you can accept Bitcoin safely, securely, and for free with this new app for your smartphone or tablet running Android software, blockchain.com. So we continue here with news about New York City joining the short list at this point of cities, but expect that list to get longer, because as goes California, as goes New York City, so do a lot of other places. There are a number of bureaucrats, busybodies out there who are eyeing these cities very interested. They're very interested in knowing what happens in New York City. Are they going to get away with this ban of e-cigarettes? Well, there's all the evidence to say they will, because other cities thus far have done so.
Well, and there's also a lot of people that flee places like New York and California.
Yep.
And then they wind up realizing that they missed the tyranny, and so they bring it with them.
It's true. Hopefully we'll get more of the good people coming from New York to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But already, Albany, New York, that's the state capital, is now considering the very same thing. State lawmakers, according to NYPost.com, believe that if e-cigarette vapor is bad for New York City, it's also no good for Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo. In an effort to crack down on the vaping craze, the legislature is set to follow in the Big Apple's footsteps and ban e-cigarettes from public places. According to backers of the bill, we want the same restrictions for e-cigarettes as regular cigarettes, said Senator Kemp Hannon, who represents Nassau County and is chairman of the Senate Health Committee. Joining in Hannon's fight to curb e-cig use is Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal from Manhattan, who said she personally felt nauseous when someone smoked an e-cigarette in her presence.
Oh, goodness. She felt nauseous. Was it mental anguish that she was feeling?
All that freedom being exhibited in front of her.
It's so messed up to me that people are watching for New York and California's decision and, like, deciding what they're going to do based on that. Because they're trying... I don't know if the idea is to keep people from giving in to the peer pressure of seeing other people smoke e-cigarettes because that's supposedly a lead-in to, like, smoking actual cigarettes. But it's like it's another form of peer pressure, basically.
I don't know. I saw somebody eating a Baby Ruth in public yesterday, and I just had this craving for a Baby Ruth candy bar, and we just can't have that. We need to ban eating tasty things in public because you might encourage fat people to go eat candy bars.
Or exactly. Someone might feel nauseous. I mean, just watching someone eat a candy bar could be a disgusting thing for somebody. We don't want people to feel uncomfortable in public.
Oh, wait, no, I've got it. There are people that are allergic to peanuts.
That's true.
Very allergic. We can't have any candy bar with peanuts eaten in public out of public safety and concern
sometimes,
for the people that are allergic to peanuts.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I hear other people's music playing in their car. I don't like that.
That's
sometimes
obnoxious.
They're playing terrible music. We should have a ban on how loud music can be played in public.
They actually have bans like that in a lot of places.
Probably in New York City, as a matter of fact. E-cigarettes, according to the story here. Oh, she said, this is the woman who felt nauseous. She says, smokers' rights end when they start affecting non-smokers. Look, lady, they're not smoking anything. And let's just go ahead and get that clear. We're talking about vaporizing. I know it kind of looks like smoking, but there's not actually any kind of flame. There's no heat involved, at least not any significant amount of heat. There's, I guess, heat within the device, but not heat that you could burn yourself with.
Regardless, it's just ridiculous to claim that somebody's actions are like a direct result of somebody else's, and it's not their own personal decision.
We're just going to have to go ahead and ban chewing on a pen in public because, you know, a lot of people, they'll chew on their ink pens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's go ahead and ban that because then, you know, it looks like either smoking a cigarette or playing with an e-cig. So we need to just go ahead and ban that as well.
So supporters of the ban on e-cigarettes say the state should step in because the devices have not been regulated by the Federal Drug Administration. But guess what? The FDA just last week has proposed that it will begin regulating vapor devices.
Of course they will.
So, so let me go to the good news about this because there's plenty of bad news about smoking the e-cigarette bans. Reason.com has a short video up on their Reason.tv channel on YouTube, and they also have the text of the video here. E-cigarettes are just as important for public health as childhood vaccines, antibiotics, sewer treatment, and water treatment, says anti-smoking activist Bill Godshall of Smoke Free Pennsylvania, and it's one of the craziest situations because public health authorities want to ban them. On April 28, 2014, Reason, the Museum of Sex, and Henley Vaporium co-hosted a party to celebrate how e-cigarettes are saving lives and to flout a ridiculous new law in New York that bans their use in many public places. E-cigarettes, which are battery-powered devices that replace carcinogenic smoke with water vapor, have proven to be remarkably effective at helping habitual smokers quit tobacco cigarettes. While we don't know yet if e-cigarettes have any long-term adverse health consequences, it's highly unlikely that they're as dangerous as regular smokes. Simple common sense would tell us that inhaling their ingredients as compared to inhaling the thousands of chemicals from tobacco combustion, that is, the smoke, is highly likely to be less harmful, writes Dr. Gilbert Ross of the American Council on Science and Health. But who needs all this evidence about how vapor is less harmful than smoke? Federal regulators are determined to severely use, or limit rather, the use of e-cigarettes. In 2009, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, attempted to block their sale altogether, but a federal judge intervened. On April 24, 2014, the FDA proposed regulations that would require e-cigarette manufacturers to obtain the agency's approval for each of their products. Now, guess what that's going to do?
Taxation?
Increase the cost.
Sure will. In fact, it's a process that Ross, one of the experts, the doctor from the American Council on Science and Health, estimates could cost over $1 million. No, that's per product. So if the company offers more than one vaporizing product, they are going to have to go through that approval process for every product that they offer. So it's going to be a lot more than $1 million for a lot of these companies. And that would likely drive the small players out of business, which, by the way, in the e-cigarette industry, it's the smaller players that apparently dominate the field, unlike the big boys like the Philip Morris's of the world.
So I wonder what's going to happen in the future after e-cigarettes are banned and more people turn to regular cigarettes, and then there's a large increase in death rates because of lung cancer or something. Is this going to come back and bite them?
No, of course not.
They're not going to reconsider their actions?
They'll probably be dead.
Is too obvious.
At that point, I mean, the politicians have no, and nothing ever comes back to bite a politician unless, you know, they get caught in an affair or something like that. So later on down the line, the politicians who pass this thing will be out of office. And of course, cigarettes are killing a bunch of people right now. So if they manage to successfully ban e-cigarettes, there probably won't be a significant shift in the numbers since a lot of people just aren't going to switch. 855 453. We'll tell you more about the civil disobedience side of the story coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. Especially if you're in New York. And I don't just mean New York City, where e-cigarettes are now banned in every single place that regular cigarettes are banned. And I actually have the list of places where regular cigarettes are banned, just to give you some idea of the scope and how absolutely outrageous and ridiculous these politicians are. We'll give you that here in a moment. Also, take your calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. As we continue here, I want to let you know about our website. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can grab archives. We've got a bunch of them. You can just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like that go back for years, all the way back to late 2006 for our audio archives. Video archives are also now available through our YouTube channel. So go to freetalklive.com for our audio archives, and go to youtube.freetalklive.com. For the YouTube channel, and we put up YouTube videos pretty much every night. There was some technical difficulties where we missed a couple nights recently, but they're back. Everything's okay there now. So again, go to freetalklive.com and grab some archives. As we continue here, the story out of New York, a little bit of good news about the smoking ban and now the e-cigarette ban, which literally just went into effect a couple days ago. I'm going to play some of the audio here from the Reason.com, Reason TV piece. This is them interviewing some people who are at a party that was thrown by the by Reason Magazine, the Museum of Sex, and Henley Vaporium. They came together at the Museum of Sex to have a party where people bring their vaporizing equipment. And then at the stroke of midnight, when this new law went into effect, they engaged in civil disobedience.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I was...
I wonder if Chris Cantwell was there with his big, giant...
His vaporizer?
Vaporized vape thing.
I didn't see him in the footage, and you would think Chris Cantwell would do his best to get interviewed if there was a camera around. So, no, I don't think he was there. But here's the audio, and I'll try to cut it by the end of it where some guy lets the F-bomb drop. But here's the audio from Reason.tv.
A lot of folks have seen their family members die. A lot of people have seen their friends die and get sick from cigarette smoke. And what vaping has done for me has allowed me to live my life again.
Terrible. Must be stopped.
Since I was 15 or 16 years old, a pack a day. I can breathe better. I run every day. I'm an athlete. I don't smell. How about that?
Good points. That's a really good point about the vaporizers is the scent does not stick around. You can vaporize easily in the same room as somebody else, and if you're far enough away, they won't even know it. It certainly does not stick to your clothing or the curtains or the carpet or whatever. It's vapor.
No, and it actually smells pretty good.
A lot of it does, yeah. Well, they've got several different flavors as well, so it's actually I find it pleasant to be near somebody who is using a vaporizer.
Especially when they're smoking the purple.
What's that?
Grape.
Not smoking. It's
grape.
Oh, excellent.
I like the point the girl made about being able to be an athlete and still use the e-cigarette, because you know, if you're a smoker and you like want to try to get back in shape, it's going to be that much more difficult because your lungs are not going to be accustomed. Yeah.
Some more from Reason.tv.
E-cigarette usage ban goes into effect tonight that would ban e-cigarette use in every workplace and everywhere else. Smoking is banned in the city of New York. And there is no justification for this. There's no scientific basis for this. This is all ideology by people who don't approve of smoking, and this reminds them of smoking, and that's why they oppose this. It's vapor. It's mostly water vapor.
There's no toxins in so-called secondhand vapor. Even the first-hand vapor is not toxic.
Now, there's going to be people who will contradict that man's claim. And, you know, I forget what the title said, but he's looked like he was some sort of expert, some kind of doctor.
Nicotine is toxic. Therefore, well, e-cigs are toxic.
Yeah, that's going to be the argument, is that, well, nicotine's still dangerous, and so people need to be careful, etc. And that may be true. I mean, it may not be good to have a nicotine addiction. But I can tell you, as far as comparing evils are concerned, I'd rather have anybody I care about have an addiction to an e-cigarette than addiction to cigarettes.
It's but like can you really be addicted to an e-cigarette?
I think so, because Dale...
Or is it
from
just the nicotine that you're addicted to?
It's the nicotine, obviously.
Oh, come on, Daryl. But,
well, some would argue that it's also the hand-mouth motion that becomes a habit as well. So you're addicted, one, physically to the nicotine. And then, two, you create kind of habits around it that also are so, you know, habitual. They're addictive, essentially. So that's why some people will replace, when they're trying to quit smoking, the gum won't work for them because it won't satisfy the hand-to-mouth movement habit that they have. So they, you know, some cases will get sunflower seeds or something like that that they can use to satisfy that hand-to-mouth.
That's true. Like, the stimulus is addicting as well. Like, I know somebody that quit smoking by using pretzel rods to replace them.
Exactly, yeah. Something you can just take in that's not a real big deal.
That must explain why people always ask if I'm trying to quit smoking when I'm chewing sunflower seeds.
Maybe. More from Reason.tv.
The new FDA regulations for e-cigarettes would basically ban more than 99% of all e-cigarette products on the market.
Whoa, that's not good news.
No, not at all.
Who's going to benefit from that? Oh, well, guess what? The big cigarette companies who got into the e-cigarette game late in the game, you know, because they don't have the vision. These are old. Guard companies, Philip Morris and whoever the hell else makes cigarettes out there. These guys did not have the innovation to create the e-cigarette. They are follow-alongs. They are, Johnny come latelys to the e-cigarette game. And so now they're going to use their political connections because they see how popular e-cigarettes are. They're probably not going to ban e-cigarettes outright. But what they'll do is they'll create regulations that make it next to impossible for anybody who's a small or medium-sized e-cigarette business to continue operating. They'll all have to close their doors or sell out their operations to the big companies who might buy them at pennies on the dollar because they're no longer able to afford to operate anymore. And then these big corporations, the mega cigarette corporations, will then have total domination of the business. That's the plan here.
And you said, what, it's going to be an extra $1 million per product?
That's the estimation, according to somebody who...
And, you know, like, I'm not an e-cig vapor person. I don't know what other term to use to describe people that puff on the e-cigs, but I'm not one.
Fine.
I'm not one of those people. But I've noticed at, you know, the little newsstand downtown where they'll have an e-cig from some company I've never heard of, but they've got like four different versions of the same thing. So would that company then need to spend $1 million
presumably
to get each one of those, where pretty much the only difference is the color of the LED light on the end, and it might be some other feature?
We don't know how strictly the regulations are written. I have not taken the time. I don't think anyone in this room has taken the time to actually look over those, but you know, according to this guy, and this is the guy they interviewed for one of the main guys. This is Dr. Gilbert Ross from the American Council on Science and Health. So we're going to presume this guy's done a little bit more research than we, the talk show hosts here on Free Talk Live. And he's saying that he believes it's going to put 99% of the operators out of business.
And I'm wondering about the companies that do the disposable e-cigs. if they're just going to completely go out of business.
Don't know about that. I imagine if they're run by Philip Morris, they'll probably stay in business. But otherwise, the legal costs and the adherence costs will be, the obedience costs will be too high.
Does Philip Morris actually own some e-cig companies?
Yes, I believe so. I know that there are some e-cigs out there that are made by the major cigarette manufacturers. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Philip Morris is one of them. I don't know what their brand is. I imagine a quick Google would reveal that one. But here's a few more thoughts from the attendees of this heroic civil disobedience gathering in New York City a couple days ago.
And we'll give the entire e-cigarette industry to Big Tobacco.
Would also stop innovation, because now all the latest and greatest products are coming from these independent companies, all the coolest atomizers, all the rebuildable stuff. People are going to smoke, but let's give them something that is not as harmful.
480,000 Americans die every year from cigarette smoke. Zero have died from vaping. Why should we regulate e-cigarettes off the market? It makes no sense.
Because fear. Stop it before the guy says.
So happy.
Yeah, before the guy, one of the guys vaping there pulls the vaporizer out of his mouth. He looks at the camera and he goes, "Write me an effing ticket," and that's the end of the video. So I hope that we'll see more civil disobedience like this. You know, this was a cool event. It was taking place in probably a closed private club. Odds are good. The enforcers, whoever they will be, the health department or whoever, probably not out on the streets, really hitting the streets too hard the first night of enforcement. So will the civil disobedience continue with e-cigarettes, or will this be the lone flash in the pan? More on the way. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.